Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
14 members of the United Nations Security Council voted on March 25th in favor of a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for the month of Ramadan, which began on March 10th and ends on April 9th. The United States abstained from the vote but did not veto it. The United States fully supports the resolution's critical objectives, that is, to bring about an immediate and sustainable ceasefire, secure the immediate release of all hostages, and help alleviate the tremendous suffering of Palestinian civilians in Gaza, who are in dire need of protection and life-saving humanitarian assistance, said United States Permanent Representative at the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield. We are getting closer to a deal for an immediate ceasefire with the release of all hostages. But we are not there yet.
A ceasefire could have come about months ago if Hamas had been willing to release hostages. Months ago. Instead, Hamas continues to stand in the way of peace, to throw up roadblocks, cower in tunnels beneath Gaza cities and under civilian infrastructure, and hide among the civilian population.
We believe it was important for the Council to speak out and make clear that any ceasefire must come with the release of all hostages, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. But the only path to a durable end to this conflict is the release of all hostages.
Critically, a ceasefire and the release of hostages will allow much more humanitarian aid to get into Gaza at a time when famine is looming large, and provide an opportunity to work toward a sustainable cessation of hostilities, toward a future where Hamas can no longer threaten Israel and never repeat October 7th, and no longer control Gaza and use civilians as shields, toward a future where Palestinians and Israelis live side by side in peace in two democratic states of their own.
We meet during the holy month of Ramadan. This should be a season of peace for Muslim communities around the world. Just as October 7th, Simchat Torah, should have been a day of peace for Jewish communities, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. This resolution rightly acknowledges that during the month of Ramadan, we must recommit to peace. Hamas can do that by accepting the deal on the table. A ceasefire can begin immediately with the release of the first hostage.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.